Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
For our Health Talk this week, we will be discussing getting regular checkups. With the new year, you may want to consider getting a baseline physical exam. This not only allows you to know where you're starting from, but it can also be a good measure for tracking your progress if you are looking to improve your health through diet and exercise. A medical checkup, otherwise known as a comprehensive physical exam, is an important preventive and diagnostic tool. Physicians recommend that patients come in once a year for a medical checkup to ensure their health is on track. This medical exam gives the physicians an opportunity to closely monitor your health and assist with the prevention of disease and illness. What is an annual physical exam? The actual components of your annual physical exam will vary depending on your age and gender. Here are some of the common aspects included in a routine medical checkup. Health review. For most patients, a physical exam will begin with an age-appropriate discussion of your overall health. This provides an opportunity to discuss your medical history and any risk factors based on family history or pre-existing conditions. Immunization check. Most physicians will also review your immunization records to ensure that you aren't due for any vaccinations, such as tetanus, influenza, pneumonia, or hepatitis A and B. Most physicians can administer any necessary vaccines right in the office. Routine blood work. Physicians can do blood tests to see if you are anemic or to see if you have certain diseases, such as liver disease. In addition, simple blood tests can check your vitamin levels to see if you have any deficiencies that may be quickly adjusted with diet or supplements. Depending on your age or risk factors, they may also elect to perform a cholesterol test. Vital signs. This is one of the most basic functions of an annual physical exam, but can help identify a number of potential health problems. This includes checking your blood pressure, heart rate, and temperature, and listening to your heart and lungs. Skin check. A routine review of your skin, including moles, birthmarks, or freckles, can identify any areas that may be cause for concern. When performed annually, this medical exam can significantly reduce your risk for developing skin cancer. Additional tests. Depending on your age, gender, or medical history, your provider may elect to order additional medical exams, such as bone density screening, mammography, colon, or prostate cancer screenings. In most cases, our medical partners can assist with these screenings for your convenience. Benefits of a medical checkup. Getting a routine medical checkup is important for everyone, especially those with chronic health problems, a complicated health history, or a genetic predisposition to certain conditions. Regardless, no matter your age, gender, or medical history, it's a great idea to get a routine physical exam once a year. There are many benefits that come from getting a regular annual medical exam. Prevention and the early detection of potential health problems is the most significant benefit. Others include peace of mind and a more comprehensive health history that can help you make informed health decisions throughout your lifetime. This is your minute to be fit. Recently, I saw a presentation on YouTube by Dr. Mike Evans called 23 and a half hours, What is the single best thing we can do for our health? I found it very interesting, and if you have the internet, you can find this presentation. Here are some points that I took away from the video. What comes first? What has the biggest impact? And what makes the biggest difference to your health? In many different studies and in different groups of people, the treatment or medicine that he talks about works in the following ways. First of all, it worked for so many different health problems. In knee arthritis, 1 hour of treatment 3 times a week reduced pain and disability by 47%. In dementia and Alzheimer's patients, it reduced the progression of the disease by 50%. In diabetes, it reduced progression by 58%. In postmenopausal women, there was a 41% reduction in the risk of hip fracture. Anxiety was reduced by 48%. In patients with depression, 30% were relieved with low dose, and 47% were relieved as the dose was increased. There was a 23% lower risk of death. It's the number one treatment of fatigue, and it improved the quality of life. So, what's the treatment, or what's the medicine? Exercise. And mostly walking, not triathlons, necessarily. You might spend most of your day sitting at a desk or watching TV and sleeping, which are mostly sedentary activities. Evidence is showing the best thing you can do for your health is spending at least 1.5 hour being active. If you do that, you can realize all of the health benefits that were listed earlier. The biggest difference comes for those who aren't doing anything to those who start doing something. You can break it down into 10 minutes, 3 times a day, if that works for you, and still get the benefits of being physically active. In the presentation, Dr. Evans poses the following question. You may be very busy with work, with kids, or with your other commitments, or all of the above, like most of us. You may have other priorities as well. But can you limit your sitting and sleeping to just 23.5 hours per day? And this has been your Minute to Be Fit. Your recipe this week is berry vanilla oatmeal. Ingredients: 1 3/4 cups of water, 1 cup of old-fashioned oats or quick cooking oats, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of dried berries, which could be dried blueberries, cherries, or any other dried fruit, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons of fruit jam, and this can also be a sugar-free variety, 1/4 cup of 1% low-fat milk, plus more to taste. Directions: put water, oats, salt, and berries into a medium-sized saucepan. Bring to a boil, reduce the heat, and simmer for about 5 minutes for old-fashioned oats or 1 minute for quick-cooking oats. Remove from heat. Stir in the vanilla extract and jam. Put into serving bowls and pour 2 tablespoons of milk over each bowl. This recipe makes 2 servings, approximately 1 cup each. To find this recipe on our website, please visit www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.